Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
The next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, today's question comes from Vadna Libba, and let me give you a little bit of background. He said 2015 will be his second comrades. In 2014, he finished in 10:52, but he picked up an ITB injury. He's injury-free since July last year and can do a marathon in 4 hours. He ran the Dis-Chem half marathon a couple of weeks ago in a comfy sub-2, and his 4K time trial time is 17:40. He's also cycling, and he's planning on doing the Cape Town Cycle Tour in March. His aim for comrades is 10 hours. Currently, he's following your Bill Rowan program, but he's adapting it to enable him to cycle the Argus. He's got two questions. The first one is, how does he adapt and allow for cycling in that program? The second question is, you refer to a 3:30 marathon, which relates to a sub-5-minute pace, but yet nowhere in the training do we ever get close to that pace except for time trials and some hill repeats. How does he get used to running that fast if he never trains at that pace?
Yeah, so the questions that we're getting are all tying into each other. So over the previous days, some of these answers are overlapping. So let me start with the second question, okay? So when we are training, we are typically trying to develop both anaerobic and aerobic function, which means our ability to burn energy using oxygen. And obviously the further we run, the more important it becomes to be able to use oxygen as a form of energy, because in the absence of oxygen, or the intensities that require us to produce energy in the absence of oxygen, mean that exercise will come to a premature end. So effectively we want to develop this aerobic engine. Now, if we train at or under our race pace, then we are going to be overstimulating our anaerobic system, even though that pace is still fairly aerobic. And we're also going to be making our bodies tired, the musculature tired, so that when you get to race day, you're actually not going to be able to sustain that for a very long period of time. So that is why we often train at speeds that are a lot slower than what our race pace is, but we do add in some intensity work so that we can have some anaerobic stimulation, as well as also neuromuscular stimulation, so that your body does learn to run faster with better coordination. So just to give you an idea, elite athletes spend 15 to 20% of their week training at speeds that are at or faster than race pace. And amateur, top level amateur athletes should be spending just over 10%, but not more than 15%. And your more recreational, slower amateur athlete should be doing a maximum of 10% of their total volume at race pace, or slightly faster than race pace. To answer the first question, look, because the Comrades program has 4 to 5 days in it, and I would then train running 3 to 4 days, and I would fill up 3 rest days or 2 to 3 rest days with cycling, because there's a pretty good overlap in terms of cardiovascular conditioning between running and cycling, and you only really need to do enough cycling so that you have a bit of power in your muscles, particularly for the climbs at the Argus. So I wouldn't do a major adjustment. I would literally take, each day a week, I would take 2 of the days and fill them up with cycling. And if you're really serious and want to do a good Argus, then perhaps take 1 of those running days, or once a week do a double day of a cycle and a run. And then obviously once August is done in March, you would take those cycles out, because the running would then increase by a lot, and that extra time to recover a bit better.
Brilliant stuff, Van. I hope that helps. We're back again with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast tomorrow. From Lindsay Perry and myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@askcoachperry.com.